I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's Entitled Parents video, I've just got one story for you, but trust me, it's an absolute classic. You're gonna love it. Pretty much, a Karen doesn't realize that, much like every person earning money across the entire world, she has to pay taxes. When somebody tells her she has to do this, she just goes on an absolute mad rant, trashing everyone, throwing obscenities everywhere, and it all gets a little bit disgusting. Now, don't get me wrong, no one likes paying taxes at the best of times, but this Karen's reaction when she finds out how much she has to pay is just obscene. Let's get into the story. Karen wants a refund for her multi-$1,000 move because she doesn't want to pay taxes. So, this is a tale from one of my jobs in customer service. I work for a moving company that also offers storage services as well, and no, it's probably not the one you are thinking of. This company has an international presence and covers most of the US as well. I specifically work in the claims and disputes department, far enough up the food chain that if you're talking to me, you're most likely going to have a bad day by the time we are through. Roughly 90% of the customers I deal with have their cases sent to me because they are terrorizing the people that work on my team. The remaining 10% either have unique and challenging problems, or one of the other claims agents finally snapped, leaving me a mess to clean up. So, in July of 2020, in the middle of our busiest summer ever, that triple threat, because normal summer rush plus masses of people moving due to COVID job issues, and all the people that normally moved in the few months leading up to our busy season but couldn't because quarantine, we were absolutely drowning. This case comes across my desk because, one, the agent it was assigned to had no idea how to handle it, and two, this woman was your atypical Karen. It was a pricing dispute, typically our most common issue next to scheduling disputes, because people don't think about the logistics of moving a 2,000 plus square foot house across the country. Now, normally, for things that make it to my desk, I take the time to read through all of the agent notes to see what they've found or seen on the account, as well as what communications they have with the customer before I reach out or do my own investigation. But because of the literal flood of people, there were a flood of new cases coming in every day. So instead of the normal 2-week turnaround time for case resolution, it was taking 2 weeks for initial contact from an agent, let alone a resolution after the investigation. Being as swamped as we were, I was calling people on my list, going from oldest incident forward, trying to reach a resolution on my initial contact call because I had literally hundreds of new cases per day, which meant I was giving people money I would normally not give away. Normally, I'd do a proper investigation, and more than half of the people I talk with get their claim denied. So, I call this Karen about her pricing dispute that got forwarded to me 2.5 weeks prior. I see on her account that she has been calling our regular customer service line daily, demanding to speak to the CEO or CFO of the company. Why they think that will actually get them is still a mystery to me. I also see from the agent's notes that she is claiming there is a difference on the price from what the document we sent to her was and what was being billed. Odd, but not impossible. Errors happen. But when the agent couldn't resolve her issue immediately the exact way she wanted, out came the obscenities and demands to speak to their manager's manager. Joy, as if my day wasn't hard enough already. So, Karen picks up the phone. Hello? Hi, is Karen available? Speaking. Hi, this is me with the moving company, calling you on a monitored and recorded line about, insert reference number here, for your billing. Oh my freaking god, it's about time you called me. You guys are so incompetent. Literally, all you do is steal people's money. My god, I was about to file a complaint with the BBB. My apologies. Unfortunately, due to current events, there has been an unprecedented number of people moving, which has caused delays in every department, which is why I'm calling you today. I see that you have spoken to one of my other agents and you weren't able to reach a resolution, so this was escalated to me. I'm reaching out so we can try to get a resolution on this matter as soon as possible. Oh, good. Finally, someone with sense in your company. So, you're calling to credit me back for everything I spent with your company?
I stop her dead, hoping I'd heard her wrong. Excuse me?
Well, that's what my dispute was for. Everything I've spent with your company for the last 3 years. I was originally going to do it with my bank, but my banker explained that a claim that large would mean having to close out, then reopen my entire account, and it would be so much easier if I handled it through your company since you were the one billing me.
I am floored by this, because this woman stored with us for almost 3 years before having all of her stuff shipped almost 4,000 miles away from her starting area. We're talking billing in the range of about $15,000. We are definitely not one of the cheap services in this field, and people usually pay the extra because of the reputation we have.
No, I'm calling you about the specifics of your disputes. I see you didn't give them to the customer service agent when you spoke to them or the other claims agent. What part of this isn't correct? Because from what we can see, all of your billing matches up with the order documents we've been sending to your online accounts like you requested. You know when people talk about someone going from 0 to 60 at the drop of a pin? Yeah, she got on her high horse and did 0 to 120 in half that time. I legitimately had to take my headset off, holding it at arm's length, and I could still hear her screaming every obscenity in the book at me. One of the perks of working from home is that now I won't have to live down the ribbing my team would have given me if this had happened in the office. After several minutes of this, she seemed to finally run out of breath, or hot air, and I was finally able to get a word in edgewise. Mom, it's my job to find the discrepancy in the billing and the documents provided to you, and if there's a discrepancy in your favor, then credit you back for it. Now, which part of this are you showing a different amount charge versus what shows on your bill? This, though, starts her on another tirade, albeit a much shorter one where she throws a massive numbers at me, which is rather confusing to me as I'm not seeing any of those same numbers she is giving me on her account before it clicks. Is the difference you're seeing on the long distance move this dollar amount? That's what I've been saying. God, you people need to learn how to listen. And is the difference you are seeing on these charges this?
Yes.
Ah, I see what the problem is. The document you've been referring to must be a quote, because the difference in all of your billing is the taxes. You see, quotes don't include the taxes. If you look at the top of the quote...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It says that in bolds.
So, credit me back the taxes? You never said how much they were or that you were taking them.
I apologize, but I can't do that. When you booked your order, the official document with all taxes, fees, and discounts was presented to you at that time. You've been charged the correct amounts.
Then get me someone who can. Then get me someone who can, because I want my money back. You guys are nothing but a bunch of,
insert racial slur, and thieves.
Mom, there is no need for the kind of language you've been using on this call. Now, I regret to inform you of this, but nobody in this company can issue a refund for this matter, as it's not a company policy or charge, but rather charges that originate at the state and federal levels. I hate paying taxes as much as the next person does, but if you have an issue with those charges, that is something I recommend you reach out to your state senator and discuss with them.
That is unacceptable and unprofessional. I demand to speak to your manager.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. See, I am the highest level person in this company that talks to customers, period. Full stop. There are exactly 4 people in this company that are above me. None of them talk to customers ever, and I have final say on any account or dispute in the company that gets escalated. Basically, I'm the manager you've been asking for, and I'm telling you, no, we will not be issuing a refund on your accounts.
This is unacceptable. I'm going to write bad reviews for your company everywhere and report you to the BBB.
Go ahead, but just so you know, any dispute filed to the BBB or social media case opened up about this will come across my desk in about 2 weeks, as I'm the one closing this dispute, and we both know exactly how far that will get you. In addition, since all of our calls are being recorded, any bad mouthing you do on social media can and will be removed, as there is proof we've been more than accommodating with you in your frivolous demands.
Fine, I'm just gonna dispute everything with my bank then. They'll stand with me. They've been my bank for years.
Best of luck with that, and have a nice day. Karen hangs up, and I get busy notating everything about our exchange on her account, as well as her disputes. I close her dispute as denied, then send emails to our accounting department and social media departments, flagging her name and account, just listing the details of what went on. Now, this wouldn't be a satisfying r/entitled people story without the follow-up I got later. After my lovely conversation with this Karen in July, in early September, I got an email from our accounting department with a note saying she had tried disputing it with her bank, and when they'd reached out to us about the matter, we provided them with all of the documentation for her billing, including the quote she had based everything off of that had the disclaimer about taxes in bold on top. Needless to say, she didn't win that, so all of her accounts had to be closed, then reopened, for what amounted to a slap in the face. But wait, it gets better. Later that month, I get an email from my social media team. She had tried filing a complaint with the BBB, which was dismissed when we sent them a transcript of her call with me. Then she tried bashing the company on social media, which was also very, very short-lived, as the social media team responded to her, saying something along the lines that taxes weren't something to make numerous racial slurs about an individual for. They had sent me a screenshot of the responses other people were making on her post that were just tearing her a new one before she eventually deleted it. I haven't heard anything else about this Karen, but with her antics across multiple departments, she did get blacklisted by our company. So I'm happy in the thought that I will never have to deal with this particular woman ever again.
Look, obviously it goes without saying that nobody particularly enjoys paying taxes. It's not the most, you know, fun experience, losing a lot of your money to the government or the state. But you know, if you don't do it, it's illegal and you're gonna go to jail. So I don't really see how Karen can have any complaints about this one, to be perfectly honest with you guys. Yeah, realistically, if it says it in bold at the top of the quote, then you should be sensible enough to see that writing. If you've got a contract, read everything that's in the contract before you sign it, especially the bit that's at bold in the top. Come on. It was right there in front of you and you still somehow missed it, Karen. I can't really help you anymore with that. It's your own goddamn fault. Look, I understand. You probably weren't expecting to have to pay loads in taxes. You just missed it. It happened to the best of us. But then getting all racial and, you know, just throwing obscenities at someone who's realistically just trying to help you out and give you the information as they see it, as it's correct, that's not the way forward. You never know. Maybe they can give you a helping hand and suggest a way forward, but they're probably less likely to do that if you're calling them every name under the sun and just generally abusing them when they're just doing their job. So maybe, Karen, in future, think about it differently, go about it a different way. We all have unexpected things that we have to pay for in life, but that is not the best way to react to them, I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitled parents, r/entitled people. I don't know if this woman was a mum or not, but she definitely was a Karen. If you enjoyed it and you want more from me, then please check out my playlist of all my entitled videos right there on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe up here and click the notification bell so you never miss out on any of my daily videos. And finally, if you're having a nice day, comment down below, I like Thursdays. Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.